All right. What an exciting building. Where's all my department people? Supervisor, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. How are you? First of all, thank you all so much for being here. I'm San Francisco Mayor London Breed, and we are here at a building and a place that has been, I would say, decades in the making. Many of us struggle with the bureaucracy of the city and the frustration around the bureaucracy. And I gotta admit, it has a lot to do with all the laws created at the Board of Supervisors, including, well, I didn't create any of those complicated laws. I've only created laws to get rid of bureaucracy, and that's why I'm so happy to have Supervisor Joel Lungardio joining us here today, because he too is someone who cares about making things easier for people to do business with the city and county of San Francisco. You know what's so frustrating is how hard, when you have to do things in a permit center or you have to apply for things and you go through this process, and not only does the city make it too difficult for you to go through the process, they make you pay for it. And part of what I wanted to do with a lot of the changes to our structure is to try and clear out the bureaucracy, to make it easy and to make it simple. I remember when I was on the Board of Supervisors, and every year we would honor small businesses. And what was interesting is most of those small businesses couldn't necessarily come and sit in the board chamber all day, because in many cases they were the ones who not only owned the business, but they were the ones who ran the business. And part of what we've done in 2020, which I was very proud of, and I know a number of our small business owners are joining us here today. I think Ben Blyman was a part of the commercial. He got famous from that commercial when we introduced and put Proposition H on the ballot to streamline the process for small businesses in San Francisco. And let me tell you what that means. During the pandemic, so many businesses had to pivot, and they went from being one business to another in order to survive. Now, in the past, before Prop H, it could take months, sometimes up to 2 years. And at the same time, when you're trying to go from, for example, a clothing shop to a cafe or to some other use, the process it would take to do that while you're still paying your rent, still paying your water bill, still paying electricity, still paying the city all its fees and everything else, you're not generating any money, and the process is just really set up to see our businesses fail. So when we talk about how we care about small businesses, what's most important to me is to make sure that we're listening to those same small businesses and we're implementing the kind of change to make it easier. So now we're seeing extraordinary things happen. The pandemic challenged us like never before. And many of the businesses, specifically with our small businesses that have come through the doors to make changes to their businesses, they went from waiting months and sometimes almost 2 years to change their use to doing it over the counter within one day. Because that is how it should be. If you want to change, for example, from a clothing shop to a coffee shop, and you just want a change in use and it's permitted in that neighborhood, why do you have to go through some lengthy process to do it? You shouldn't. You should be able to move forward. That's number one. You know what I'm talking about. You're like, all I want to do is sell plants now, because now, since the pandemic, everybody's a plant parent. So I want to sell plants and I want to sell coffee. And sometimes you couldn't even do that in the same location. And those are the kinds of things we need to change. We need to get creative. We need to get innovative. We need to make it easy for people to do business in the San Francisco, especially when we talk about how much we support small businesses. And on top of that, what we see in many of our neighborhood commercial corridors, we see so many vacancies. When I was on the board, I keep going back to this because of my relationships with so many small businesses, I remember this one ice cream place that had to wait over 2 years, had to continue to pay the rent, and then the final straw that almost broke the camel's back was a $250,000 bill that needed to be paid up front to turn on the water. And I thought, that is criminal for a small business to come up with all this money, small businesses that don't have investors in some cases, that need to be able to hire staff. And what I was very proud of last year is when we, along with the Board of Supervisors, introduced money into the budget to allow for the first year free, so that we're waiving all of the various fees for people who want to start their businesses. And Billy, who has a great Thai restaurant, who's joining us here today, will talk a little bit about her experience and being able to benefit from that program. But the point is, we are trying to make the city work more efficiently. Now, we know we're not perfect. It's been working a little bit inefficient for some time. And I know that it's been challenging for a lot of the city workers who are here, because what they're doing is they're just following the laws that we introduce, that we get passed, and they're doing the best jobs that they can in order to provide you with as much information to make sure that you get through this process efficiently, so that you're able to do what you need to do with your plans, to open your business, to deal with your housing, or what have you. And I want to thank all of the various city agencies and the departments and the employees that are joining us here today, from the help desk to many of the folks with the, we got a whole crew up there, many of the people who work for the planning department, for Department of Building Inspection, from the Small Business Commission, the fire department. Like, there's so many layers to this, and now we have reproductive services in this building. I don't know about you, but I mean, all these things you want printed, and you want printed right away. Instead of going to another building, you get it done right here. So we went from five buildings, you gotta go here, you gotta go to this Mission Street, you gotta go to that, to having a one-stop shop in this building. And it is amazing, and I am so happy. But I know everything is not perfect. So I strongly suggest that as you go through this process, if there are any suggestions that anyone wants to make, especially our small businesses that are joining us here today, feel free to do so. But in the meantime, you know, the goal of this center has everything to do with efficiency. And I want to appreciate Rodney Fong for being here with the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce. Masood is here with the Council of District Merchants. We got so many small business leaders and folks from every walk of life. People, Manny, he's on the MTA board, but he owns a great cafe. And we got so many people who want to see businesses in San Francisco succeed. And they have been an important part of providing feedback, making the recommendations, and now we are implementing many of those ideas to make sure that business is successful in San Francisco. And that also includes the director of small business, who used to be a supervisor, who is also an important part of making recommendations to change policies to make it easier. And I want to thank Katie Tang for all of her work with the Small Business Commission. And I want to say to the assessor recorder, Joaquin Torres, don't go around reassessing people and trying to get more money in taxes from our small businesses. Let them have some time to do well for a couple of years before you go and ask them for more money. Can you commit to that, assessor recorder Joaquin Torres? So the point of us being here today is really to celebrate some of the successes that we've made in order to make some adjustments to make it easier to do small businesses. But I also want to just take a moment before I introduce our City Administrator Carmen Chu to just really also mention the Housing for All plan, because this is a center not just for small businesses, but it's a center where people will come to get permits and the things that they need for so many things. If you want to have a picnic and a birthday party for one of your kids, you can get, this is one-stop shop permitting. If you want to do a festival or what have you, this is where you come. But it's also the place that people come who are building housing or doing some stuff to their homes and all these different things. And in San Francisco, we have a plan, Housing for All, and we are going to be pushing forward a number of changes to make things more efficient, to not only get those plans approved, but to get housing built fast in San Francisco. We have a requirement under the state to build 82 30,000 units of housing in San Francisco in the next 8 years. And you know what that means if we do this right? That means some of the city employees who work in this permit center can afford to live in San Francisco. That means that some of the people who are coming here to get these permits can afford to live in San Francisco. If we do this right and we make things more efficiently, then we cut back on some of the costs. We create an influx of housing. We have over 50,000 units already approved in the pipeline, and we have to make it easier. And it starts with our city bureaucracy, our permitting process, and everything we need to do to get San Francisco on the right path, to get more housing built, to get more small businesses open, and to make people happy when they leave the doors and feel that when they are opening their business or doing anything in San Francisco, they can feel good about how this process worked. And this process was not about saying no to everything. It was about getting to yes and ensuring the success of small businesses, housing, and everything we do that makes San Francisco such an amazing city for all of us to enjoy. And with that, I want to introduce, next up, our city administrator, Carmen Chu.
Thank you, Mayor Breed. I want to thank everybody who's joined us today. I especially want to thank our mayor for her vision and her steadfast focus, frankly, on making sure that San Francisco is headed in the right direction when it comes to making sure that we support our small businesses, but making sure that we continue to build the pipeline of housing that we all desperately need. So I want to thank Mayor Breed for her continued commitment. For folks who may not know, the Permit Center actually opened up in 2020 in the middle of the pandemic. Many people didn't know that this building had opened, and so we're really happy to be able to welcome our press formally to our building for the first time in this way to introduce the work that we do here. As many of you may know, as we've opened up the facility, we started to roll out more services and complete services in 2021. And in 2022, we provided 50,000 different customers, about 150,000 different services through the Permit Center here. Applause is great. A lot of people are coming through this facility, but just to take a step back, the vision of the Permit Center was a very simple one, and that was just simply to say the process that we have and how people are able to get a building permit, get different kinds of business permits, different kinds of approvals to open up and do the things they want to do in our city is really hard. We had people going to 5 different buildings in the city, whether it was City Hall or it was 1155 Market Street or 1650 or 1660 Mission. People were going all over the place just to try to open up a business. We have 13 departments that are now co-located here in the Permit Center. And this one-stop shop is just the beginning. The idea is just simple. Let's bring together all of the different departments and all the different processes that are involved in permitting into one house, one space, so that you don't have to be thrown all around the city to figure out how to get your work done. But not only that, let's make sure that when people are together, we figure out a way to help our departments collaborate, to speak better together, and to really figure out how we remove all the impediments and processes that we've all layered on. The process that we have now wasn't something that was done overnight. It was done through decades of new processes that got layered upon each other, layers and layers of different laws that got put in decade by decade. And what we need to do now is to take a look at all of those processes and really begin to do the nerdy work of figuring out what's broken, where the bottlenecks are, and removing those so that you can get your stores open earlier and so that you can get your homes built and to make sure that we have a thriving San Francisco. So I want to thank all of the folks who have been here, who have helped to make this Permit Center possible, but just know that this is really the first installment of our commitment to make sure that our processes are better. And so with that, I want to introduce, of course, a big champion to these causes, Supervisor Joel Ingardio.
Thank you. Do you know what City Hall needs to do to help small businesses, entrepreneurs, artisans, and creators? Roll out the red tape and cut the roll. Oh man, I really messed that up. Oh, I had this great line in my head and I messed it up. We need to roll out the red carpet and cut the red tape to help small businesses, artisans, and creators in San Francisco. You know, if you have a good idea you shouldn't come to City Hall to have that good idea die by regulation and bureaucracy. Yeah. We don't know which good idea is going to save our local economy. We need to roll out that red carpet and cut that red tape so your idea has the runway to soar, and we want to put out a beacon. Come to San Francisco with your good ideas because we welcome it and we want to be innovators. So thank you so much for everything that the mayor and Carmen Chu, our city administrator, and Katie Tang, our director of small business, is doing to roll out the red carpet for all of our small businesses. Thank you.
All right, well, good morning, everyone, and thank you all so much for being here. We are so excited to be partnering with the mayor on making over 100 changes to the planning code, and thank you in advance to Director Rich Hillis of the Planning Department and the Commission for working with us on this to make it easier for small businesses to open, to expand in San Francisco, and for all of us to be able to fill the commercial vacancies that we see on our streets. As the mayor said, you know, looking around, you see shops that offer things like coffee and plants all in the same space. And could you believe it? Before, that wasn't allowed. And we want to be able to expand those types of uses to most of the rest of the city. And right now, only half the city allows those types of flexible uses to be working together. And so we are very excited. We did the nerdy work to look at what, you know, we heard what was being said by business owners when we were going out in our merchant walks and what they wanted to see change in the city, and how does that translate into changes that need to be made to our planning code and others. So we're really excited for this journey ahead. I also want to give a shout out to our incredible Office of Small Business team who supports so many businesses, over around 2,000, almost 3,000 businesses per year on cases and exploration of you know, ways that they can expand or open in the city. And so I think they're upstairs, but Morgan and Rachel, shout out to our new small business permit specialists who just started a year ago and have worked on over 870 cases since they started, again, 1 year ago in March of 2022. So really amazing, and to all the expeditors who are here, cover your ears, but really they're here so that small businesses don't have to spend more money to hire people to get through the process. We are here to help you in government get through the process quickly and help you be able to start on your journey faster to open your business. So with that said, I'd like to also announce that we have Billy, who is the owner of Head Very Thai, who just opened up in San Francisco at Belden Place, and really excited to have her join us here today and share her journey of opening a small business in San Francisco. So thank you.
I'm very excited. First of all, I would like to thank you, everyone. My name is Billy. I'm from Thailand, and this is my 7 month in USA in San Francisco. I came here with the big dream to open Thai restaurant in San Francisco, and this is my first restaurant. I never done this before. First day that I'm arrived San Francisco, I have no idea. I have no one. I'm here all alone. I came here to Permit Center. To ask the Small Business Center, what am I supposed to do if I want to open the restaurant here? They give me every answer that I need to know. They give me a step that I have to do from 0 step to 100 step. And today, I had my restaurant, and it's doing very well on Financial District downtown San Francisco. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is a big, big opportunity, and then it's just made my dream come true. All the process start from December last year, 2022, and I opened my restaurant on January, which is only take 1 month. All of the permit, all of the process was done in 1 month, and I'm here, like, I have no one help. I'm here to ask for sign it up, a permit to get my sign up. And everything was done in 1 day, which is really, really good. I get a 1 year free program, I get proper hash. Everything is super, super easy, which is, I'm so surprised, and I get a lot of support from every staff, and I really appreciate it. And then I would want to say it to everybody who have a dream, who want to open their restaurant, small business, or whatever you have in your idea, this is the right moment. This is the time for a start. And if I a foreigner who came here with knowing anyone can do it, and I believe everybody can do it as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Billy. And that's exciting, right? This is what we want to happen in our city. We want it to be easy. We want it to be convenient. Because here's the thing. Billy's success is our city's success. The fact that she's doing so well with her business means that it can only grow and potentially expand to other businesses. And that means more financial support for the city. That means more people that she hires to work in her business. We understand the economic impacts, but we also understand what I feel is the most important thing. It represents the vibrancy and the uniqueness and the diversity and the creativity of what makes San Francisco such a special place. And that's why we have to make sure that everything that we do involves trying to get to yes, trying to get to a solution, trying to make people's lives happier and more rewarding and successful in a challenging place, but beautiful, amazing, complex place like San Francisco. So I'm really happy to be here with all of you here today to celebrate the Permit Center, to celebrate small businesses, to celebrate all the things that we plan to do to make things more efficient so that we can get to a better place in our economic recovery of San Francisco. And I want to thank all of you for being here today, our small business commissioners and our various small businesses. The work doesn't stop here. It will continue. So as I said, provide your input or your feedback, because we take those things seriously to make decisions about what can be done to be successful in San Francisco. And I'm for one, very excited about the fact that we also make the jam permits easy for artists to get, so that if you want a coffee shop that has plants for sale and, you know, beads and crystals, but also wants a guitarist to perform, you can do all that in one location. We think that, well, wasn't that happening already? It was not. And now it is. And that's what we've been able to do. That's just a small example of the things I love put in one place and what I want to see the city continue to become for our small businesses all over the city. So thank you all so much for being here.